أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحان الذي خلق الأزواج كلها مما تنبت الأرض ومن أنفسهم ومما لا يعلمون. آية نمبر 40 نمبر 36 of Surah Yasin. We mentioned earlier that we are now studying the third section of Surah Yasin, section number 3. In this section, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling upon His servants and His slaves, and in particular, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling upon those who have denied the existence of Allah and who have rejected the concept of resurrection after death. Allah is specifically and particularly calling upon them to ponder over the creation. And we spoke that pondering over the creation of Allah and thinking over the planets and the universe and the earth itself and what is produced from the earth and the rains that come down from the sky, and the trees that grow from the earth, and the fruits that we enjoy, and the food that we eat. In all of this, pondering over it is one of the avenues that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us with in order to arrive at the haqq, in order to arrive at the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the verses that we discussed last night, had called upon us to consider a dead land to which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given life and which then produced fruits and which bore different types of grain that we eat and that we enjoy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drew our attention to the fact that these are things that our hands cannot create and cannot produce. Therefore, we should be grateful for all the bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us. Now, previously in Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elsewhere spoke about giving life to dead, correct? Ya Allah speaking of giving life to a dead land, but elsewhere, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in ayah number 12, Inna nahnu nuhyil mawta. Allah says, indeed, certainly we are the ones that give life to al-mawta. Al-mawta, the plural of mayyit, which is the dead. We are the ones that give life to the dead. And there we mention that while it is referring to people who are dead, physically and literally dead, Allah has the power to give life to them, it is also referring to a disbeliever. It is also referring to a disbeliever because Allah spoke about the Quraysh and the people of Makkah as a people, as a community to whom a warner was not sent for centuries, for generations. Their ancestors and their forefathers were not warned. So their hearts had died, were spiritually dead. So as we give life to the dead, we can also give life to that dead heart. And Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about reviving the dead land. And once that dead land is revived, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it produces a lot of good that people benefit from. Similarly, the dead heart, the heart that is spiritually dead, when that heart is enlivened, when Allah puts life in that heart also produces a lot of good. Like the dead land, when Allah puts life into that land, similarly, the heart, when it is revived, and Allah gives us the opportunity in the month of Ramadan to revive our dead hearts. To revive our hearts that are spiritually dead, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala infuses life and transfuses life into the heart, revives it spiritually. When that heart is revived spiritually, it too will give growth to a lot of good, and people will benefit from you. People will not benefit from that heart that has been enlivened. Allah then goes on to say, Subhanalladhi, the ayah which we discussed this evening. Ayah number 36. Subhana means absolutely pure. Pure is Allah from every fault. Subhana. Many a times we make this tasbih, Subhanallah. We translate it as glory be to Allah. But what does Subhanallah actually mean? Subhanallah means I pronounce Allah's purity. I pronounce the purity of Allah. Allah is pure. Allah is distant. Allah is free from what? From every fault, every blemish, every shortcoming, every weakness. That is what Subhana means. Allah praises Himself. Subhana. Allah says, pure is He. Alladhi, the one who خلق الأزواج كلها. Pure is the one who has created all the pairs. Azwaj. Azwaj means pairs. Things that come in pairs, we refer to them as azwaj. Allah says He is pure. The one who has created pairs of whatever the earth grows. Allah says of what the earth grows. مِمَّا تُنْبِتُ الْأَرْضِ. From whatever comes out of the earth, whatever the earth produces in the form of plants and crops and minerals, whatever the earth produces, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah has created all the produce of the earth, Allah has created them in pairs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created them in pairs. وَمِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and of the humans themselves. These pairs we are familiar with. The pairs that are found amongst the human beings. Allah says, just as we have created pairs, spouses, couples, amongst the human beings themselves, similarly, of whatever the earth grows as well, we have created all things in pairs. وَمِمَّا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and of that which they do not know, that which they do not even know. Other creations and other creatures, sometimes you and I cannot believe and understand. How is it that there are pairs found in other creations other than human beings? Allah says, you do not know about it. It's beyond your knowledge. It is beyond your knowledge. So there are certain things that are in pairs, have opposite genders, if I may say. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that is beyond your understanding. وَمِمَّا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. It is beyond your comprehension. So a pair, what is zawj? What do you and I understand a zawj? Allah says, azwaj. Azwaj is a plural of zawj. Zawj is a pair of two things of the same kind and refers to a couple or a match of the other. That is a zawj, a pair. For example, you have a married man and a married woman. The two of them are a pair. Hence, each one of them is the zawj of the other. In Arabic, the husband refers to his wife as a zawj. The wife refers to her husband also as a zawj. One is a zawj to the other, a spouse, a pair of the other. Similarly, you find amongst animals also, there are pairs. There are males and females of animals that are in pairs. And even in the botanical kingdom, many trees and many plants have found as having males and female among them. Scientifically, they have proven this, that even in the botanical kingdom, amongst trees and plants, you find that they have males and females amongst them. Of course, males and females as is befitting and as suits that type of a kingdom. But there also you will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created them in pairs. Now, al-azwaj does not only mean pairs. It also means groups that complement each other. Azwaj does not only mean pairs, male and female, but it also means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created things in groups. In groups, meaning one thing complements the other. You will find, for example, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the earth. The earth needs the clouds. So the clouds complement the earth. What complements the clouds? The winds. So everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created in this world, Allah has created for it a zawj. What is a zawj? Something else that complements it, something else that it needs for its survival. That is a zawj. You need that partner, you need that pair, you need that spouse. Why? For your own survival. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that is the case with everything. If you look at the moon, it draws its light from where? From the sun. So the sun complements the moon. The sun complements the earth. The earth complements the sun. In different ways, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created things like this. The human body, if you look at the human body parts, That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. And from their own very selves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the human body parts complement each other. This also falls under the category of azwaj or zawj. But and how did Allah start the ayah? Subhana. Does Allah need a zawj? Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists. And there's nothing there to complement Allah. So that's why Allah says, Subhana, while everything else that I have created requires a zawj, a pair, a partner, a spouse, or something else that complements it, Subhana, Allah is free from that. Subhana, everything else relies on Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure and free. He does not rely on anything for His own existence, while everything else relies on something else for its existence and for its survival. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after asking them to consider the earth and what the earth produces, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now tells them in the next verse, that is ayah number 37 of Surah Yasin. Wa ayatul lahumul layl. Yesterday we spoke about ayah. What is ayah? What does ayah mean? Ayah means a sign, an alama. An ayah. So Allah, the first ayah, if we turn back, Allah says, Wa ayah lahum al ard. Because it was hard for them to comprehend the resurrection after death, Allah says, let them study the dead earth, which we revive. Now again Allah says, Wa ayah lahum, a second sign for them to reflect over, a second sign for them to ponder over. Allah subhanahu says, Wa ayatul lahum, and a sign for them, for every one of them, for every one of the creation of Allah, and specifically those who deny the existence of Allah, is what? Al-layl, is the night. Allahu Akbar. Allah says the night itself, the night that you and I have taken for granted. As we said yesterday, that these great ayat, signs that take us closer to Allah, we have failed to study them. And we have failed to draw closer to Allah through these different ayat. And in fact, thinking over the creation of Allah and pondering over the creation of Allah is one of the most effective ways of reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muraqabah, meditating over the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have left this, we no more do it. We no longer think over the creation of Allah, which is one of the greatest ayahs, signs, that will lead us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and allow us to gain close proximity to Allah. So Allah says another sign, Wa ayatul lahumul layl, and a sign for them is the night. Look at how Allah explains the night and the day. Naslakhu minhu an-nahar. Allah says naslakh. Naslakh, we strip the cover of day from it. Naslakh. Right? I'll come to the meaning of naslakh. Salkh. What salkh actually means. Allah says we strip the cover of day from it. So you have a layl. Allah says you have a layl, which is the night. The night has a covering over it, which is a day. Allah says we strip off the cover from the night. Look at the expression. We strip off the cover of day. Right? We strip it off. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُظْلِمُونَ. And they are suddenly in darkness. And suddenly you are in darkness. Once the sun sets, you're suddenly in darkness. What happened to the light? Allah says, we stripped it off. We stripped the night, the day off from the night. And that is how suddenly you will find people are in darkness. فَإِذَا. This إِذَا, it translates as suddenly. فَإِذَا, so suddenly, هُمْ مُظْلِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are all in darkness. Now let us look at this word salkh. Allah says naslakh. Why does Allah refer to the transformation of night into day? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers it or describes it as the stripping off of the day from the night. Salkh literally means to skin. You know when you skin an animal? Qurbani or udhiyah, we slaughter the animal, we hang the animal, and then we strip off the skin of the animal. That is salkh. And from there you have the word naslakh. So naslakh actually literally means the skinning of an animal. So Allah says the night, we take the night, and then we skin off the day from the night. Okay? So what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to draw our attention to by using this expression. Picture this. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trying to inform us or bring to our attention? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to inform us that the real element in this world is darkness. Darkness is the real element. Nothing creates darkness. Darkness is there. When you walk into a room, it's dark. What's providing the darkness? There's not, that is the original and that is the real element, darkness. In order to remove the darkness, what do? You press a switch. Or the sun rises. Or the stars rise. Or the moon rises. So light is transitory. Light is something that is temporary. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you strip off the day. When you strip it off, you're left with the original state of the world, which is darkness. Subhanallah. Did we ever think of the night and the day in this way? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He informs us through this expression or through the similitude that darkness is the real element in this world and light is only transitory. Light is what spreads over the earth through planets and through stars. And it is for a fixed time, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strips off that day and you're left in the original state of darkness. وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا. Now Allah, after asking us to study the earth, He's now drawing our attention to the cosmic creation. Fine. If you cannot find Allah, and you cannot reach to the haqq, you cannot reach to the truth, by studying the earth, the dead earth, which came to life, Allah is saying, turn your attention and observe the cosmic creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Study the night, study the day. Allah now draws our attention to a mighty creation of Allah, wa shams. Allah speaks to us about the sun. Moving on to ayah number 38 of Surah Yasin. Wa shamsu tajri. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the sun tajri. What is the literal meaning of tajri? Jara yajri. To run. If you want to say somebody is running, you will say yajri. The person is running. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa shams, and the sun tajri. Tajri, it is quickly proceeding. Quickly it is moving. The sun, it is quickly proceeding, it is quickly moving. لِمُسْتَقَرِّ لَهَا, towards its resting place. مُسْتَقَرْ. مُسْتَقَرْ is your destination. The place where you reach your destination, where you intend to settle down, where you intend to remain for a period of time, that is called a مُسْتَقَرْ. Your place of destination. So what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us? That the sun is moving quickly towards its ultimate destination. Allah has prescribed for it a certain period of time. And that is why when Allah sent down Adam and Hawa onto earth, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say to them? Ihbitu fil ard, that go down onto the land. Ba'dukum aduwwun li ba'd, wa inna lakum fil ardi mustaqar. Allah says, on the land you will have a mustaqar, a place where you will reside. Mustaqar wa mata' ila heen, up to a limited time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the sun also has a mustaqar. Now the word mustaqar is used to denote place of rest, and it is also used to denote time of rest. Place of rest is a mustaqar. And the time that you get for yourself to rest and to take a break, that is also called mustaqar. So this means that the sun could be time-oriented and the sun could also be space-orientated. Time-orientated and space-orientated. Such is the sun, and that is what we learn from the word mustaqar. So the sun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the sun is moving on its orbit and it is supported by such precise and perfect system that does never betray the difference of even a minute or second. The sun, mustaqar, it's moving very quickly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on this orbit of it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, with precise timing, that never is it ever late, or never does the sun delay in its appointed time of rising or its appointed and fixed time of setting. تجري لمستقر لها ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that is the designing, ذلك, the moving of the sun, and it's moving towards its mustaqar, its ultimate destination, which will mark the beginning of qiyamah, mustaqar. Once it reaches its mustaqar, the time has run out, and it has reached its appointed place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that measurement, that prediction, that designing is the designing of who? Al-Aziz, the Almighty. Al-Alim, the All-Knowing. Only Allah has the power to decree that and to decide that. And only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Al-Alim, He is the All-Knowing. Only Allah knows when it will reach its mustaqar and when the time and the space of the sun will be arrived. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to Al-Qamar. So first is the sun. Allah says, study the sun. Look at its precise movement and look at the perfect system of the sun. Then Allah says, Wal-Qamar, ayah number 39. Wal-Qamara. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the moon, قَدَّرْنَاهُ. قَدَّرْنَاهُ, Allah says, we have appointed for the moon. So the sun, Allah says, it has a mustaqar. And the moon, what have we appointed and what have we fixed for the moon? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْقَمَرَ قَدَّرْنَاهُ manazil. Manazil is the plural of manzila, or the plural of manzil rather. Manzil. Manzil is one phase. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for the moon we have appointed measured phases. A phase. Right? So the moon goes through different phases. The sun does not go through different phases. Allah is referring to the waning and the waxing of the moon. That happens. The waning and the waxing of the moon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says these are different phases that we have placed for the system of the moon or for the existence of the moon. Allah says, وَالْقَمَرْ قَدَّرْنَاهُ مَنَازِلُ. We have appointed measures, phases for the qamar, for the moon. Now the moon completes its orbit in 1 month. Right? We know that. The moon completes its orbit in 1 month. That's why it has up to 30 or 29 different manazil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to the different manazil. We know it starts off the hilal. We call it a hilal, the crescent. It is a crescent. And then it develops into a second stage, the third stage, the fourth stage, then into the badr, the full moon. And then again it starts receding and decreasing until it becomes a hilal once again. 29 different manzils, 29 different stages. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, think over this. Ponder over this. Did ever we find that a moon did not fulfill or did not pass through any one of those manzils? For thousands of years the moon is in existence. Did ever it not, successfully pass through the different phases that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed for the moon? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wal qamar, and the moon, qaddarnahu manazil, we have placed for it in perfect measurement different phases. Hatta aada kal urjunil qadim. Allah says, until aada. Aada means it comes back. Until it turns pale, curved, and fine. Kal urjun. What is urjun? Like an old branch of a date palm. Urjun is the branch of a date palm. The branch of a date palm. You might have seen the branch of a date palm. Allah says, but Al-Urjun, the palm of a date palm, when you look at it, while it is on the date palm, it is full, it is lush, it is green. But when it falls off and it becomes qadim, what does qadim mean? Old. It withers away, it recedes, it becomes small, it becomes bent, it becomes thin and fine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that is the moon. Now look, Allah cited this example for them because it's something they could relate to. They witnessed this. They could see it. They were farmers. They were planting date palm trees. So they could relate to al-urjun. They knew what is al-urjun, the date palm tree, the branch of the date palm tree. And they saw how it recedes and how it becomes small in size and how it becomes bent like a bow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, similarly you find the moon doing the exact same thing. لَشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَن تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, neither is it becoming of the sun to overtake the moon. The sun can never catch up with the moon, subhanallah. Each one has its own set orbit. Each one has its own set pace at which it is moving, perfect measurement with precision. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the sun, it is neither appropriate for the sun and tudrika al-qamar to overtake the moon. The sun cannot, it can never catch up with the moon cannot, the sun can never catch up with the moon. وَلَا اللَّيْلُ سَابِقُ النَّهَارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, nor can the night outpace the day. وَلَا اللَّيْلُ, and neither can the night سَابِق. سَابِق means to beat, or to outpace, to surpass. You will never find this ever happening. وَكُلٌّ فِي فَلَكِ يَسْبَحُونَ. In the concluding part of this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and each one of these, Allah has only cited examples of the sun and the moon, but Allah says every star, every planet, every celestial body in the orbit, all of them, subhanallah, with precision, you will not find them colliding with each other, they are not clashing with each other. Millions and billions of creations of Allah out there in the galaxies and in the orbit and in space, Allah says each one, every one of them is floating in an orbit of its own. Look at what we do on the streets and on the highways. Man-made system, a man-made path, a man-made route. And every now and again, what we are having collisions. We are having accidents. We are having different types of tragedies that we are facing. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is drawing our attention to the fact that look at the system of Allah. Millions and billions of creations in the orbits and in the heavens and in the space for thousands of years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, each one of them is floating in an orbit of its own. It does not transgress that orbit. Everyone, each one of them is completely and totally and fully under the will and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.